The government shutdown quickly approaching the second longest on record with no end in sight. Some lawmakers predicting it could become the longest, surpassing the 35 days from President Trump's first term. The nation's active duty service members got paid Wednesday with special funding, but it's unlikely that will continue. Hundreds of thousands of federal civilian employees are being furloughed, and they won't get paid until the shutdown ends. Tourists are hit with closed sites like Smithsonian museums. Travelers hit with air traffic controller shortages. The longer the shutdown, the more it could drag the economy. The public split on who to blame. Roughly 6 in 10 say Trump and Republicans have a great deal or quite a bit of responsibility for the shutdown, while 54% say the same about Democrats. That's according to a poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. I'm Julie Walker.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.